So again, shout out to the kids. I'm gonna try to get one of them to preach maybe one Sunday. We'll see. I'm looking at Cadence and she's not okay with me doing that right there, but it's okay. But also, Happy New Year. We made it into the new year. I love it. 2020, that's crazy. I remember when it was like 2010. That's weird to me. That's really weird, but oh well. So the verse for today is Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 12, if you would like to read along with me here. Verse 1. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for the sake of you Gentiles, surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you. That is, the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already written briefly. In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to men in other generations as it has been now revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Jesus Christ. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. Although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles to the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make plain to everyone in the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold of wisdom, the manifold wisdom of God should be made to the rulers and the authorities in heavenly realms, according to his eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him and through him, through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory. This is the word of God for the people of God. So, if you can't tell, I love talking about Paul. Paul is one of the greatest redemption stories in Christianity, and really in the world, in my opinion. Because this man went from hating Christians, from persecuting them, having them killed, hunted down, to becoming the reason, one of the main reasons that we are here today. Without him spreading the gospel all across the known world at that point, we would not be here today. I'm convinced of that. And this month, we're really going to focus on Paul's writings, all of the prison letters. And we're going to dive into those each week and really see what he's talking about. In reading this part, this is really kind of the main mission, the starting point. So Paul's big emphasis in his ministry was preaching to the Gentiles. He was all about loving people where they're really at, the main part of that. This new perspective on Paul that we learned about in school was really cool, and it was really talking about this whole perspective of Paul loving people where they're at. And what I would like to really discuss, what I love in my Cheater's Bible here, this headline, Destroying the Barriers. It says, a Jewish missionary to the Gentiles, Paul wrote and talked constantly about tearing down barriers between Jews and Gentiles. Jews kept themselves separate from Gentiles by many cultural and religious barriers. Perhaps the most vivid symbol of separation was the actual wall in the temple. Non-Jews could never enter the temple courts beyond that wall, and a further wall separated Jewish men from Jewish women. Paul describes how Christ utterly destroyed the wall of hostility. He says that in chapter 2, verse 14. But it really ties in to what we're going to be talking about today. Now, I know, again, we live in the Bible Belt. We have a church literally probably every 5 miles. We see a different church. I think on my drive here from Knoxville alone, I passed 20 or 30 different churches on the interstate to here. So, how then can we apply talking about Jew to Gentile in this Christian-dominated society? Well, really, we have to put ourselves in Paul's place. Instead of going from Jew to Gentile, we are going Christian to non-Christian. Believer to non-believer. Showing them the love, literally tearing down those walls that separate us. Like here, breaking the barriers from that door into this room for anyone who wants to come in. So let's see what he's talking about here. Verse 1, for this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles. First of all, let's point out, we've talked about this before, but the prisoner of Jesus Christ, talking about the slave, he's not saying I'm literally taken prisoner by God and being tortured. No, he's talking about being so urgent with the mission. Because this man was such a passionate, zealous man. I just identify with his personality so much because I am very either or. I'm either all in or all out. And that's very much how Paul is. He's very either all in or all out. Surely you've heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you. That is the mystery made known to me by revelation, as I have already briefly written. He's talking about his conversion journey here. The road to Emmaus. Or no, excuse me, it's not the road to Emmaus. That's a different story. Thank you. I always get those mixed up in my brain over there. Thank you, Herb. But he's talking about, the main point is he's talking about his conversion experience. The moment where Jesus came down and said, Paul, why do you persecute me? Basically saying, Paul, why do you hurt me? And with that experience, Paul turned his life around. In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the very mystery of Christ, which was not made known to men in other generations, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. Now see, we have to also figure out a way to apply this here. Because what I struggle with the hardest is saying, okay, God already worked in the past through these apostles. How is he working now? How is he working in prophets now? Where do we see that now? I'm very much an in-the-moment person. Well, really, because of the priesthood of all believers, Jesus Christ's sacrifice on the cross, we are the prophets and the apostles, the preachers, the priests of today. Do you see what I'm saying? We are the ones that Paul is talking about, the ones that have been revealed the mystery of Jesus Christ, of his message of love. It has been revealed to us through the word by Paul and the other apostles. You see what I'm saying there? When we put ourselves in this story, well, not really a story, but this verse, it's very hard to figure out how to work in the now. One of the biggest questions for me a lot of the time is, why do we have so many stories of miracles in the past, but we don't see things like that now? Have y'all ever thought that? I'm getting there. The reason is because we see the birth of new life, everything like that. But we also see the love that we have for each other. And really, the greatest commandment is love. How Paul talks about that, how Jesus talks about that a lot. In my opinion, love is also another miracle. Because one of the hardest things to do is to love someone. To love without conditions, without any expectations, without any cause for gain. You see, that's what tears down the barriers. This mystery that is through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. See, this right here would have set people off, that one line. specifically a lot of the higher priests and the Jewish people during this time period, because they were so convinced that it was just for them. But how we talked about before, Jesus came for everyone. He came for you, came for me, came for the least, the last, and the lost. Paul is where it started. This is where he started expanding on that. So then, last week I talked about the person, to find that person in this new year that we could share the love with. Specifically, I have a hard time going to non-believers that I know. It's easier to talk, we were talking about this in Sunday school last week, it's easier to talk to someone about faith that you already know what their story is, especially if they're already a Christian. Amen? You see, Paul right here, a lot of the time, he's writing to either the Jewish people, convincing them to love the Gentiles, convincing them the message of unity and community, but also writing to non-believers, and it's the perfect example of how to do that. I just love this verse again. The mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise in Christ Jesus. That's what the mystery is. That's the mind-blowing moment. See, and that makes me excited because we can share in God's great story that he's still continuing today. Amen? Verse 7, I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. What's very interesting about this is Paul is understanding something very important. And this is also one of his biggest flaws that he's confronting right here. You see, Paul was a very prideful man. He knew his stuff. With the stoning of Stephen, we see it that when we figure out that he was a Pharisee. So that means he was well-versed in the Jewish text, in the Hebrew text. He knew exactly what every single law was, so that meant he knew what he was talking about. He knew what he was talking about when he came to God, but not when it came to Jesus. Until that mystery was revealed in him. You see, I'm talking about his pride because he says, I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of his power. He's acknowledging that God is the one who did the work to change, not Paul. Because God is the only person, the only thing that can change another person. We can try all we want. We can introduce them. We can still love them. Like we talk about loving them where they're at and showing them the love of Christ. But at the end of the day, my own power is not going to change someone. Only God's strong enough to do that. And Paul right here is admitting that because he is understanding his place in God's great story. That's why we're going to keep looking at the prison letters. At any of the letters of Paul. Verse 8. Although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given to me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Again, he's acknowledging what he struggles with. So talking about the least of all, again, he was the one literally killing Christians. But now he's spreading the message. He's taking that pain. You see, the hardest thing that we have to do as believers is acknowledge what we struggle with. What our own personal struggles are. Like I've talked about before, it's my pride. And because of my pride, I don't want to talk about it a lot. I think I know what I'm talking about. I can fix it myself, and we're good to go. But when it comes to the gospel, It's not just about destroying the barriers between people. It's destroying the barriers between you and God. Although I am less than that of his power, or excuse me, although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given me. He's seeing that God chose him. Again, like we talked about last week, he chooses the most unlikely people. That's exactly what he did with Paul. This grace is given me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Now, for me, this always confused me when reading this passage. What does he mean by unsearchable riches of Christ? What does that mean? Because if we say that it's a gift that's freely given, how can it be unsearchable? How can we not know what it is? Well, for me, the way that God works, the way that we only know about true love, is we can't know what true love is without knowing who God is, without knowing God. Because God is the literal definition of love. Jesus Christ is the literal definition of love with his sacrifice on the cross. So the reason that he's saying unsearchable is because the people he's writing to, the Gentiles, the ones with the different faiths, the pagan faiths, the rituals, all these other gods, they didn't know what that true love was. But going back to the mystery that has been revealed, we know what that is. And that mystery is that we are all the heirs in God's great story. His intent was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be known to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly realms. Because literally it's just saying, tell everyone. Simple as that. Tell everyone. The mystery is known. It has been revealed. Let's go tell everyone. God's still working. Excuse me. According to his eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. Again, mind-blowing. Because in the past, the way they would do rituals, there was only one person who could talk to God, and that was the high priest, or any of their gods, it was the high priest. There was no direct communication. But with Jesus, he's saying the mystery being revealed, now that those barriers have been torn down, we can do that. We have the ability, through Jesus Christ, through faith in him, like it says, to be part of God's great story. I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you, which are your glory. Notice, he goes in, this is verse 13, I added it at the end because it's so important to talk about. Talking about, do not be discouraged because of my sufferings. Paul was going through some hard times. This is one of the points where he was imprisoned, he was beaten, just for the message of love. So that means then, now that the barriers have been torn down, when we go and tell our community, we're going to face hardship for this message. We're going to face hardship of people not understanding why we love others where they're at. And the reason is, they don't understand the love of God. So then it's up to everyone. Me, you, all of us. To show them God's love. To start to help them find their place in God's story. And like I was saying before, to finish it up, the hardest thing to do is being honest with ourselves, knowing what we struggle with. So think in your head. You don't have to say it out loud. What is it that you struggle with? What is keeping you from showing the love of God? From first feeling the love and then showing the love? And then how can we show that love to someone who needs it? And friends, know this. There's nothing that can separate us from God and His love. No matter what it is that you're struggling with, that's why I wanted to bring it up, because to show that God is not separated from us. That wall has been torn down. So this week, let's go out. Let's go out and see. Who is it that we can show the love to? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.